When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first ever Profit Podcast. It's not actually a podcast because it's on YouTube. Does that mean it's not a podcast?
It's basically the same thing.
Okay. Well, we're going to be talking about several aspects for this fantasy week. It's week one coming up. We already had the Bears-Packers game on Thursday night, so we're going to get into a little analysis of that just off the bat. So the Packers-Bears, very low-scoring game, 10-3. What are some of the takeaways from it?
Bears got a kicker, which is nice.
They do have a kicker.
That was the one positive part of their whole game.
I really enjoyed Matt Nagy's play call, especially the 3rd-and-1 run up the gut with Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, yeah. Maybe if he was on the Seahawks team in the Super Bowl, that would have worked.
Well, I, for one, I'm not too worried about anything from this game. A lot of reactions on Twitter saying David Montgomery is a bust, Davante Adams, you shouldn't have bought him in the first round. Are you worried about any of that?
So the only players that I'm worrying about are going to be, for me, I am I'm pretty interested on how Matt Nagy's going to run the backfield. Mm-hmm. But I'm also kind of confused about how the Packers are going to run their backfield because Aaron Jones and
Jamal Williams.
Yeah. They split carries all night, and Aaron Jones couldn't get anything going, but he only had 13 carries?
Well, he had a pretty decent average, but it is the Bears' defense. That's the thing. Right. What I was most concerned about, I think it was two times he went out hurt.
Did he?
Yeah, he went out a couple times with mild injuries. I don't think it's anything serious, but week one, and you're probably RB1, maybe RB2, is already a little banged up. Not something I liked. I did not like how much Jamal Williams was utilized if I were an Aaron Jones owner.
Right.
That's what
was really, really concerning for fantasy teams that reached on Geronimo Allison. He got targeted 0 times, which is not good. That kind of proves that Valdez Scantling he's kind of that set wide receiver too.
Yeah, that was a big takeaway from it. That's the only one that I really was shocked by. David Montgomery's utilization was disappointing, but I think he'll run away with the RB1 job soon.
Yeah, tamp your expectations for the first 3 or 4 weeks.
But that was not a normal game. That didn't resemble anything of what the Bears did last year. Mitch Trubisky, he looked awful. Don't have him in fantasy. I wouldn't even have him in real life.
I don't know. He played well last year is the thing.
He did.
And the thing is, in fantasy, he's a semi-safe player if he can get touchdowns because he can move a little bit.
He can move. A couple good things. Well, I was actually a big believer in Mitch Trubisky. I liked him a lot last year. And I was hoping this year he would show us that he's stepped up his game. He's taken that extra step. However, from the looks of this, he hasn't. However, if you remember last year, week one, it was a lot of talks of he's a bust. It didn't happen. Right. He didn't take a step. And then over the course of the season, he looked a lot better. The thing I did like that I saw was that they manufactured a couple runs for him. Yeah. It looked like they wanted him to run the ball more than he did. And I would expect the 45 pass attempts to go down over the season. He's going to run a little more.
It was interesting how dominant the Packers defense was. Because compared to last year, I mean, the Packers couldn't stop anyone.
No. I was very surprised with how good they are. I knew they'd be a little bit better because they made a lot of acquisitions in free agency, bringing in Adrian Amos and a lot of different pieces.
Well, they really beefed up their D-line.
They shut down the run completely. So I'm not...
I mean, Mike Davis isn't much of a running back, but, I mean, they bottled him up.
Another one that's interesting is Tariq Cohen.
slot. Sly's a slot receiver now.
I guess he's no longer a running back.
Okay, but that's actually a really good,
good
thing
PPR.
For fantasy.
Yeah, PPR.
If you had him in PPR this week,
he put up a decent game.
Yeah, I mean, he got like, what, like 10? He got like 7 receptions or something.
Yeah, he...
I might be wrong on that, but...
Well, he was, I think there, besides Allen Robinson, he was the most targeted.
Yeah.
Or, but... One thing that
At least Allen Robinson's back, you know?
Allen Robinson,
it wasn't a terrible game all around.
If you have Allen Robinson, you got him very late.
He got 8 receptions.
Okay. 8 receptions.
8 receptions for Cohen and 49 receiving yards is not bad for PPR. That's 12. That's 12.9 points.
That's, you know, yeah, that's more than David Montgomery.
Yeah, that's respectable. That was like the second highest scoring player in the game.
But yeah, I'm not too worried about much there.
Jimmy Graham catching the touchdown.
Well, here's the thing about Tariq Cohen. I think things are going to be different when Trey Burton comes back.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I don't.
They have to have a blocking tight end. No team can function without a good tight end.
I don't think that Tariq Cohen is going to be a slot receiver the whole year.
I think they're going to work him in different spots.
I think they will, but I think Burton being out affected the offense a lot more than we expected.
Right.
That well, obviously
last year Burton played as like another O-line.
Mm-hmm. So it affected how they were able to run the ball. It affected the productivity, a lot of sacks. One actual big worry that I had was the penalties on the Bears side.
Yeah.
They had, I think, 12 false starts last year, and they had 3 in the first quarter.
I think they just need to shake that
I'm
off.
Hoping that they changed that, but that 1st and 40, that is something you never want to see.
That was
and
fun to watch.
Mitch Trubisky at home opening night, he had several delay of games called upon him. That's not something that you want. From,
I think that's just rust that you just kind of got to
I hope so.
Brush off.
So moving on from that game, we've got some great matchups this week.
Yeah, first week.
It's Rams versus Panthers is one of the first. Who are you taking in that?
I don't think you can say the Panthers. I would have to go with the Rams. You know, yeah. Super Bowl, you know,
losers.
Super Bowl team. Yeah, they lost Super
First
Bowl.
Place losers last year.
But, I mean, they're a good team. And they had injuries last season.
They did.
Let's be honest. You know, after they lost Cup, Goff was just not the same.
Cup coming back is a huge piece for the Rams. Yeah. I also think the Rams are going to win. Who are you starting on the Rams side? Obviously, if you have him, you're firing up Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
You're pushing aside the worries about his leg and saying, I believed in him in the draft. I believe in him now.
Right. Well, the Panthers don't have a particularly good run defense is the thing.
Mm-mm.
You know, they have Kuechly in the middle, but their D linemen, like, they're just not good. And neither are their cornerbacks. So even if Goff is struggling, you know, it's not like he has a ton of competition with the Panthers.
Receivers. I'm firing up Robert Woods.
Yeah, Robert Woods is looking
firing
good.
Up Cooper Kupp. I think he's going to score. If he's healthy, he's the number one red zone target.
I think that all three of those receivers are deadly.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks,
Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp. I would fire them all up.
And if you have him, you're firing up Goff, I would assume. He just got paid.
Yeah, Goff. My problem with Goff, it's just that he can't make accurate deep passes. So that was why Cooper Kupp was so important, was because he could find him when, like, completely open passes, because mm-hmm. Kupp would just break away in that slot position, and Kupp would be able to just kind of heave it up, and Kupp would just move to it. But after he lost him, he didn't have a reliable receiver there.
But week one, I think he'll bounce back, especially with Kupp back. Now, on the other side of the ball, Cam Newton, are you worried about that shoulder?
Shoulder, foot,
everything.
Yeah,
he has body falling
kind of
apart.
Breaking apart, yeah. I don't think that. I think that he's someone to keep an eye on, but not someone to worry about.
Okay.
I'd
still start him if I had him.
Right.
Because he's gonna have a good game.
That's the thing with QBs. Like, it was like, okay, say it's like Tom Brady, and he's having shoulder issues. It's like, okay, that's scary, because he doesn't have any mobility.
Mm-hmm.
But with Cam Newton, you know, he has a pretty safe floor. Russell Wilson, Lamar
Jackson,
yeah.
Sean Watson.
All of them. Like, you're gonna want to start them because they can move.
Especially week one.
Right.
Now, Christian McCaffrey, obviously you're going to start him.
Right.
He's going to have a good game. He'll always have a good game, pretty much. Receivers, are you excited about DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel?
I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to Curtis Samuel trying to just kind of break out, basically. he's a good player. First year, didn't have a lot of success first year. You know, first 2 years. But he wasn't, like, he's never been, like, acknowledged, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, DJ Moore had a pretty good season last year, struggled a little bit, not great, not bad. Looking forward to not getting that sophomore slump.
Yeah.
There's no telling. I think usually wide receivers don't have terrible sophomore slumps.
Well, if they had a decent rookie year, a lot of times they make a big step. Calvin Ridley, example. They have a decent rookie year, not too excited about rookie wide receivers usually in general, unless it's, you know, a freak athlete.
Week 11, 28 points in fantasy.
He has the upside, obviously.
He had, like, four straight weeks of 10-point scoring right in the stretch of playoffs.
Well, the big thing that I like is after that bye week in week 4, he was on the field.
For sure.
Starting week 8 against Baltimore, he was on the field for 85 or more percent snaps every single week. He dipped down against Detroit to 78, but that's the week he had 28 points. So he's obviously going to be on the field a lot. I think he's the wide receiver one there this year.
It's scary because the Rams have a good defense. They don't necessarily have the best secondary.
We have breaking news. Antonio Brown has agreed to terms with the New England Patriots.
Wait, what?
I just got the alert. Antonio Brown has agreed to terms with the Patriots.
That's our new Kevin Durant. Okay.
Well, so back to the Panthers. What do you think of Justin Scarlett?
Okay.
Let's take a second to talk about Antonio Brown.
Let's talk about Brown.
Obviously, he's a bit crazy. Yeah. I mean,
clown.
But he's talented.
Oh yeah, yeah. So Scott Van Pelt made a great point. He said, you know, when you have a superstar, they're always going to get more slack than the mediocre player. You know, John Gruden even talked about it in the press conferences a bunch. Basically, we exhausted everything that we could. We gave everything to him. I mean, you even look at, like, the video where he was being, like, funny with Brown, but he was like, seriously, dude, like, are you wanting to be a Raider or not? And Brown was like, yeah, I want to be a Raider. But Brown's a nutcase.
Yeah.
He has been a nutcase his whole career. Mike Tomlin.
Especially after he got paid.
Right.
Which that is didn't help the case.
But Mike Tomlin, the Steelers coach, was, not a great coach, but he handled Brown very well.
Mm-hmm.
He handled Bell the same way until Bell started crying. But he would use that diva sense and motivate them.
Mm-hmm.
He would use that as a motivating factor. But once they don't get their way for long enough, they just start crying. That's why out of the absolute blue, he started blasting off against Ben. And then he blasted off against Juju. You can't have players that are toxic to your locker room, which is bad. Because the Patriots now have two very, very questionable wide receivers in their locker room. And Josh Gordon and Antonio Brown. Is Josh Gordon going to smoke weed and then get kicked out halfway through the season again? Or is Brown going to...
History would say yes, but...
yeah, by week 4...
Is Brown going to quit to become a SoundCloud rapper?
Right.
We don't know. The thing for Antonio Brown, here's what I think it comes down to. Great player, a little bit crazy. I don't think he wanted to be on a bad team. I don't think he wanted to be an Oakland Raider. I think this has been pretty constructed by him trying to get off of the Raiders team. I don't think he wanted to be a Raider since the moment he stepped foot in Oakland.
He did the same thing with the Bills. But he didn't even let it happen.
He didn't let it happen. I think he wanted to be on a good team. Patriots, I don't think they're going to let Antonio Brown be an idiot.
If I'm not mistaken, Brown can't play till week 2, right? Because of him getting cut, released, and he can't play till week 2. So I wouldn't fire him up first week.
well,
that's kind of bad. But, okay, listen. The thing with Brown, you have a lot of drama on your team when you have Brown. But his last game that he played, he didn't play against the Bengals in a must-win game. He was held out. But 44 points, 2 touchdowns, in like over 150, or like around 150 yards, if I'm not mistaken. He is an insane player.
Yes.
Great PPR machine. He's a great fantasy player. If you avoid the politics and you avoid the a lot of remarks about punching general manager, you know.
Which he was held back, ironically, by Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be a problem the rest of the season. I think now that he has his way, he's on a good team. I think that
Bill Belichick is pretty nonsense.
Yeah, you know? He's not going to let this happen. I think Brown is someone you want to trade for right now. his stock is as low as it will ever be in his career. You're not going to get Antonio Brown cheaper than this. And saying, hey, I can give some mediocre wide receivers, you know, package Cooper Kupp and Calvin Ridley for Antonio Brown. You're not going to get a superstar this cheap. Yeah. Now, there's going to be – we're going to have to wait a little while to figure out what is going to happen with this Patriots offense. Obviously, it's a big mix-up for the offense with adding in Brown to the mix. It's going to change things a lot. Obviously, I'm boosting Tom Brady in my rankings a lot. Taking Sony Michel and the running backs down a little bit, the fact that they wanted another superstar wide receiver.
I was never high on the
I didn't like
on the Michel, Patriots running backs. But I actually – I'll disagree with you. I think that it kind of builds them up. Because before, you know, who is their number two wide receiver on that team? Josh Gordon, I guess. But that's even a questionable move, too. Mm-hmm. Josh Gordon hasn't really played. He's good when he plays, but he hasn't really played since, you know, when he was with the Browns.
Yeah.
And then Julian Edelman, he's a good receiver, but he's not...
He's not Antonio Brown.
Right, but now you have Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon lining up wide receiver, too, because he's big, and then Julian Edelman in the slot. That's deadly.
That's like the best passing.
That is a secondary core killer.
That's the best receiving core in the league now.
And so you have Brady under center with a decent O line. You don't even have to have a good one.
I mean, they're winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's pretty. We all know what's going to happen. But it's a big shakeup. We can't spend all day talking about it. So we're going to have to move on.
I think that the biggest person who benefits from this, other than Brown, is James White.
Mm-hmm.
James White is going to be a PPR machine. He literally is going to be, if Brady has to roll out because Brown, Gordon, or Edelman can't get open, which is going to be fairly rare, but because they're going to have to be like pressing and they're going to be doing double coverage, they're probably going to line linebackers up against them along with the safeties and the cornerbacks. And then that's going to leave James White. And even Sony sometimes, but Sony isn't as good as a receiving, or he's not really as fast. He's a ground-and-pound running back. He's going to be the LeGarrette Blount. He's going to pound it in. If they get to the red zone and they can't, you know, throw a fade to Brown every play, he's going to punch it in.
Yeah, it's a huge boost for the Patriots. It really is. If he plays, which I think he will. So, Entake, try to get Antonio Brown. Hopefully you were able to get him before he signed, because people were pretty fed up and people may be thinking he's a lot better. But if your first round pick isn't playing for the first 2 weeks, you're going to need something. So try to trade, target that owner who's, you know, distraught, and try to pick him up cheap. All right. So moving on, Browns, Titans.
What a good game. Yeah, I mean, Browns, everyone's looking forward to seeing them play.
It's going to be interesting. Fan now. Cool. Odell Beckham on the field.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good week for him, I think. Titans don't have the best secondary, best cornerbacks. They don't.
I like the Titans' defense, but they're going to be trying to guard Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham.
Right, and they have Callaway, I don't know how to say his name. But, I mean, he's lining up, too, and he's actually had a pretty decent season, you know?
Yeah.
I think that they have a deadly.
Wait, no, Callaway suspended first four games.
Is he really?
Yeah, PEDs.
Oh, fun. Golden Tate called.
But still, I think if you drafted it, Odell Beckham, you're playing him. If you drafted Jarvis Landry at the higher ADP, you're playing him. Titans, good defense, but you're playing your Browns if you have them. It's going to be interesting to see how Derrick Henry is used.
And on the other side of the ball, how Nick Chubb is used.
Yeah, that too. Kareem Hunt isn't back yet, so it's his backfield. And right, Duke and Johnson's gone.
So he should be
able to. He should be able to have a great game, even against the pretty decent matchup.
Right.
But Derrick Henry, are you starting him? If you drafted him, you probably have to.
Yeah.
Are you excited about it?
I would start him as an RB2, not as an RB1. If he's your RB1, you can find a better team. That means he probably went pretty wide receiver heavy, I would hope.
Hopefully not on Antonio Brown.
I would say high RB3, probably low RB2.
I worry the Browns, their defensive line is crazy good this year. Yeah,
I mean, you have Myles Garrett.
Are you firing up Marcus Mariota? No.
Oh, depends. Is he firing up the other side of his
Blaine
body?
Blaine Gabbert. Or no, Ryan Tannehill's the new backup.
Oh, right.
Sneaky start of the week. Yeah, Ryan Tannehill. Okay, so that's Browns, Titans. You know who to start there. You're not.
Oh, Corey Davis. Corey Davis.
Oh, Corey Davis. We forgot.
PPR machine. PPR. I'm really high on Corey Davis this season.
Hopefully. I've been waiting for him to break out. This could be the year. I don't think this is the game he breaks out, but I think this is the year. And then one other name I forgot to mention that I love this whole season, Delanie Walker. You got him super cheap in a lot of the drafts, and he's a good tight end. You know, in the fantasy 2019 world where the tight end is desolate wasteland, he's a good option.
Yeah, if you didn't get Kelce or Ertz or Kittle, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to Chiefs-Jaguars. Leonard Fournette, you have to start him, but I don't like Leonard Fournette. He's not someone I own anywhere. Yeah.
D.D. Westbrook, good wide receiver for the Jaguars. Young. Is he going to break out?
We don't know. I like Nick Foles more than Blaine Gabbert. I think Foles is good. He's streaky, obviously, but I think he's better than Bortles. So I think that's a slight upgrade.
You can't really go wrong when you have Blake Bortles on your team.
One player I'd be interested in watching is Rykel Anderson.
Oh, yeah?
The backup for Leonard Fournette. It's we all know at some point Leonard Fournette's going to miss some time this year. So it will be interesting to see. I expect to see some action from Rykel Anderson this week. See how he does with that limited role. Because he may be a good pickup as a handcuff, especially.
Yeah, I agree. I wonder if Fournette's going to improve his passing, like his receiving game, you know?
Fournette improves, period.
Yeah.
he's been pretty disappointing.
He had a good first season.
Good rookie year. I think he was 8th overall. But since he can't stay on the field, whether it's suspensions, injuries,
he's just immature. It's a fighting problem.
Last year on the field. He's not a player I like. But if you have him, you have to start him this week.
Yeah.
The Chiefs. If you have a Chiefs player, you're starting them. Let's be honest.
I would tamper expectations for Chiefs players. The Jaguars defense is legit. They have a lot of
great defense. I own them in a lot of places. But you can't bench.
Yeah,
You can't bench the Chiefs. You can't bench Mahomes or Hill. Now, the backfield for the Chiefs, that is very interesting. I do not want anyone in that backfield right now.
But I agree. They're not the most ideal situation. But don't drop any of them. Don't drop LeSean McCoy. Don't drop Darwin Thompson yet.
Yeah, he's a good stash.
Okay.
This is not a week that I would want to play any of them because it's a questionable situation. We don't really know who's going to be... Who's going to take the role of the main running back there? Maybe a tandem.
Here's the thing.
But they have the Jaguars defense, so it's a bad matchup. I would not start any Chiefs running back.
Do you remember a couple of years ago when the Saints had a ground-and-pound running back, a veteran running back, and a rookie running back? They had Mark Ingram, Adrian Peterson, and Alvin Kamara. Doesn't it kind of seem weird how Damian Williams, LeSean McCoy, and Darwin Thompson are lined up?
Well, that is a good point. But I don't think... Alvin Kamara, he had a slow start.
I mean, he was a third string.
It was until week four. And eventually, Adrian Peterson went down with the injury. But he was a player I loved that year, if you remember. No, he got injured first, and then he eventually went through.
Right, okay.
But Alvin Kamara was a player I loved a lot that year. Just, if you remember our trade, I drafted him very late because I loved him that season. And he somehow finagled me into trading him for Lamar Miller.
I got A.J. Green and Albert Kamara out of that deal, and I traded him T.Y. Hilton and Lamar Miller and ended up winning that season.
I have never forgiven myself, especially because he was a player that I loved that year, and I handed him to him.
Yeah, I loved him, too.
Right before he broke out. So
it was week six. The next week, he got, 25 points.
So I don't think it's going to be exactly like that, and here's the reason why. The Chiefs' passing game right now is a lot more lethal than the Saints. Now, it sounds crazy.
I don't know.
No, it sounds crazy because Drew Brees, you've got Michael Thomas, but I think the Chiefs are a run for or pass first team, sorry. They don't historically run the ball a lot. They run it well.
Right.
They make the most of the touches.
I mean, Jamal Charles, though, when he was healthy for a couple of days, he was, like, the best running back in the league.
His record for most fantasy points in the game, right. I believe. So it's going to be an interesting situation to watch.
Travis Kelce, fire him up regardless of any week. Any week, except he doesn't play well against the Chargers for, like, for no good reasons. Like, it's not even like the Chargers have, like, super dominant defense. But he can't play against the Chargers. But fire him up.
Yeah,
he
same
is
with
a
Hill.
PPR machine.
Watch for Mecole Hardman. It's going to be interesting to see if he shows some flashes. I think if the Chiefs see something good from Hardman, they eventually will cut Sammy Watkins. If they see anything in Hardman.
Yeah.
Watkins is
a good red zone target, but he's fat.
Okay, so moving on from that matchup, we've got Ravens versus the mighty Miami Dolphins. Are you starting Ryan Fitzmagic this week against the Ravens? Are you starting anyone on the Dolphins?
Ryan Fitzpatrick is MVP for the first 4 weeks.
What are you gonna do if Ryan Fitzpatrick comes out this week, throws 400 yards and 5 touchdowns?
Well, okay, that would be fantastic.
What if he does it again?
The thing is that he doesn't have Mike Evans or
Deshaun Jackson,
Chris Godwin. He doesn't have any of those.
He doesn't
players
have anyone good. One player I do like, not necessarily this week because the Ravens' defense is scary, Albert Wilson.
Yeah, and Devontae Parker. They're good players.
They're decent. It's not a good matchup.
Ravens,
I don't like Kenyon Drake this week. I don't like Kalen Ballage this week. I like the Ravens' defense this week a lot.
Yeah.
I picked them up in everywhere I could. Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, sneaky. If you're in a 2QB league, definitely play him.
Here's the thing. I love Lamar Jackson this season. He was one of my favorite quarterbacks just because of the rushing ability. I would not start him this week necessarily because I could see a situation where the Ravens get up 21-0 at half and they just ground and pound with Mark Ingram in that running back backfield, that dominant backfield. And it's a situation,
Justice Hill,
you've got Gus the Bus Edwards. But I could see them just not using Jackson even in the second half because the Dolphins are going to be so bad. So it's one where...
I mean, but Ravens receiving core is not great.
It's not great either.
They lost John Brown.
I'm not going to start Lamar Jackson until he proves that he's up the passing game.
Yeah. So probably the only player that you're going to want to start from that team, from those two teams, Mark Ingram is probably a sneaky play. He could be good.
He could, I mean, in the tight end wasteland.
You need a desperate flyer for garbage time points. Maybe Albert Wilson... Kenyon Drake, maybe. He's not even that good. It's a rough game.
I hope that's not.
All right. Falcons, Vikings.
I like a lot of players in this. Yeah. Falcons, I love Ridley. I love Julio. He's going to play. He got that contract.
Big extension.
I love Matt Ryan. I love Matt Bryant. I love Austin Hooper. I kind of love Devontae Freeman this week.
Freeman, okay. I'm kind of a Freeman hater.
Really?
I had him my very first year I played fantasy, and I traded him away by like week 3 because he was so inconsistently like whether it was a knee injury or a turf toe or something like that. It's like I can't have a running back on my team that isn't on the field.
But if you remember, I think it was a year before you started, he was the number one overall running back. He has the talent.
He was amazing.
I think if he's healthy this year. He's worth a shot.
And he doesn't have Tevin Coleman, you know, biting his ankles.
He has Ito Smith, who is not a good football player.
Ito? I think that if Freeman goes down...
Well, just in that offense, you want the running back. But I'm not worried that Ito Smith is going to take the role from Devontae Freeman.
Yeah,
on the other side, with the Vikings, I like Cousins. A lot of people dislike
Cousins. Yeah, Cousins... Okay, the Falcons don't have a great defense, is the thing. Deion Jones is a good linebacker. They have a couple sneaking players on, like, the D-line and stuff. But they're not great.
Well, here's the thing. So, Kirk Cousins, a lot of people hate him. He finished last year as a top 12 quarterback. He's not bad. He doesn't come up in big games, but... You don't need that really for fantasy week by week. Last year, he had 4,298 yards, 30 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. That's a pretty good season. He's coming off 4 straight 4,000-yard-plus seasons. And he's unowned in a lot of leagues.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's only owned in, last I checked, 40% of fantasy leagues on ESPN, which is crazy, especially going against the Falcons this week. So they've got Dalvin Cook is back, which will help the passing game. They've got the new coaching staff.
Definitely, if you're in any league and Alexander Mattison is on the waiver wire, pick him up.
He is worth a grab. I like Cook, but I have no real reason to believe he's going to play 16 games.
Right. Even if he does.
Even if he does, Madison's still worth a shot.
Yeah, grab Madison.
You're starting Adam Thielen, obviously.
Yeah, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, Kyle Rudolph if you need a tight end, if you have two tight end league, definitely start him. Rudolph, he's kind of been a disappointment the last couple seasons.
But I think if you, you can't be picky with your tight ends.
Yeah, there's like three tight ends who are consistent. Yeah. Four if you count Ebron last season. But you don't have a lot of
consistency. And with the Falcons on the other side, I forgot to mention, I said I love Hooper. He's going to have a great week. The Vikings are great against the run. They're great against the wide receivers. They're bad against the tight ends.
They don't have a great linebacker squad.
They're bottom 10 in the league against tight ends in fantasy. So I am firing up Hooper with, this is the game, you know, he gets his big points. He has one a year.
We have a predict who's going to win the last couple of games. I forgot to do that.
Oh.
Titans, okay. Browns game. Browns. I think we can, yeah, Browns.
Jaguars, Chiefs.
Chiefs. I think it's easy Chiefs.
Ravens, Dolphins, Ravens.
Dolphins. Fitz magic.
It could happen. Falcons, Vikings. This is the first actually hard
one. I'm going Vikings on this one. I think that the defense is good enough to stop Matty Ice. I think that Julio Jones is going to tear him apart, but I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think that Thielen's going to have a good game. I think that Cousins will pick it up from last season. He has something to prove this season. He has a big contract, and he has a lot of haters now. He didn't perform well. He didn't take him to the Super Bowl, or sorry, to the playoffs, and he just did not do well last season. He has stuff to prove.
Well, I'm going to disagree. I'm going Falcons. I think Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley are both going to be top 15, top 12, maybe even top 5 wide receivers this year. That was one of my bold predictions. I think Calvin Ridley and Julio are going to become the new Juju Antonio Brown from last year. I think Devontae Freeman, if he's healthy this week, which he is, I think he'll do well. Matt Ryan, he's great. Austin Hooper is great. I think the Falcons pull away with this one in week one. It's going to be a good game, though. So moving on, Bills versus Jets.
This is the game that everyone's going to be switching off of during commercial breaks.
I like this game, actually, for a couple reasons. I want to see how the Bills use Devin Singletary.
I want to see the competition between the two former rookie quarterbacks, Darnold and Josh Allen. I think that's going to be a good matchup. Yes, Devin Singletary, big name to talk about.
If you follow my page, you know that I really, 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 really like Devin Singletary this year. So it's going to be an interesting one to watch. I also like Cole Beasley. I wouldn't be starting him this week. He's more a guy you keep on your bench and stash.
Sneaky play, John Brown. Playing the Jets secondary. He's probably the wide receiver one, wouldn't you say? And the Jets, I mean, Jamal Adams is a good safety. Well, probably arguably the best safety in the league right now. But John Brown,
if he catches that deep ball, if he catches
people
one,
forget
that
how
one
good
one.
He played with the Ravens those first few weeks.
I think he could have he's a sneaky start, yeah.
Big name. Le'Veon Bell, is he going to be able to perform after
a
season off?
That's a big question. I'm not worried about the season. You know, he's a professional athlete. He's not taking a season off to eat cookies and watch Stranger Things. He's been working out. I think he'll be fine. Not a great matchup. The Bills' defense is good, but I think the PPR points on the dump-offs, it's a good defense.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Name a Bill other than that cornerback. Name a Bills defensive lineman.
The line isn't great, so I think Bell is still worth a shot. I mean, obviously, if you have Bell, you're starting him, and I think he's going to have a good week. That came out wrong. But the Bills secondary, that's what I was talking about. They're a good secondary. Robbie Anderson, a player I love this year, I'm not starting him this
week.
Yeah,
don't start him.
Especially with the calf injury. I do not have confidence. Sam Darnold, another quarterback
I
love this week.
Gotta prove himself.
I'm not starting him week one. The only one I'm starting on the Jets team is Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
I think he'll have a good year. I think he's going to be ready to prove himself after last year.
I think it's someone to keep it. I believe he's suspended right now, but Chris Herndon, tight end. He could be a good tight end to pick up if he's on waivers like week
probably
three or
is.
Week four, and you're
keep
desperate
an eye
at tight
on
end.
So moving on, who are you taking that one?
Jets.
I'm taking Bills.
I think it's gonna be a good game.
I think it's gonna be close. I like Josh Allen. Scoring. And I think Bills are gonna take it. Redskins versus Eagles. The Redskins. Okay, I'm taking the Eagles.
Who are the Redskins starting at quarterback? Colt McCoy or Dwayne Haskins or
Case Keenum? Which one is it?
Which journeyman quarterback are they going to rock with? They're going to rock with the rookie through a bunch of interceptions in the preseason.
Redskins, I don't like anyone on the team. Darius Geis.
Got to prove himself. Got to fight.
We got to see Adrian how they said that the run game is, quote, going to run through him, him being Darius Geis. I want to see it first. I want to see it first. He hasn't played a game in the NFL. For me, he has to prove himself before you can start him. Especially the Redskins versus Eagles. It's going to be a very, very negative game script for the Redskins. They're going to be down a lot early on. So I'm not starting anyone on the Redskins this week.
Jordan Reed could be a decent tight end. He's going to get hurt.
Yeah. Concussion.
But like Jordan Reed throughout the season, if he can keep it healthy, good tight end. Just can't stay healthy, but...
Eagles, I am firing up Wentz, obviously, if you have him. Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, I mean, Redskins don't have a good defense.
I think you got to play him against the Redskins. Same with maybe Aguilar. He could catch that 80-yard touchdown. He gets every week.
Running back situation. Miles Sanders.
It's going to be a situation to keep your eye on. If there's a week that you can start both Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders, it's this week against the Redskins. The Redskins' defensive line, it's one of the worst things in the National Football
League. A high school football team might have a better defensive line.
It could be true. So, honestly, Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders are both worth a shot this week. You could play both, even, in a flex in RB2. So, you're firing up your Eagles if you have them, like Jake Elliott.
Zach Ertz, not hard. Start him. Start him every week.
We may forget some of the big tight ends, because if you have Ertz, Kittle, or Zach Ertz,
Ertz, Kittle, or Kelsey,
you're going to start them every week, no matter the matchup.
Yeah.
So
I'm taking Eagles this game.
You're taking Eagles? Yeah, I am too. Okay, it's going now. Shoot. So next matchup, Colts-Chargers. You're firing up your Chargers. Colts don't scare me defensively, really. The Chargers,
unless Vontae Davis comes back from retirement.
Colts need some players to come out of retirement.
Next halftime.
But the Chargers, Justin Jackson and Austin Eckler, it's going to be interesting to see how the workload is split up. Both are worth owning, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
I think you can start Eckler this week easily. If you're in a deeper league, you can start Justin Jackson probably. Keenan Allen, you're going to start. Hunter Henry, are you excited about him this year?
Yeah, Hunter Henry. We need more good tight ends. I hope that he can come back healthy, come back and play well.
I do too. He was one of my favorites a couple of years ago, and he hasn't been able to get on the field. But
he's big. He's like Antonio Gates, let's be honest.
Yeah, he can be a good tight end if he can get on the field.
Yeah.
On the Colts side of the ball, do you like anyone this week?
Yes, but weird reasons. T.Y. Hilton doesn't play well with Jacoby Brissett.
No, he hasn't recorded a 100-yard game with Brissett, I don't think.
But I think that turns around. Yes. If you look at how the backup quarterbacks for the Colts have been playing in the preseason, you'd be pretty... not necessarily happy because, they lost Andrew Luck.
No, Andrew Luck. But Brissett's not bad. He just got the big contract. so you're starting T.Y. Hilton this week?
Probably. And I think that Ebron. Ebron and maybe even Doyle.
Yeah. Doyle, he's the player, if you look back at the splits, he has actually performed better with Brissett than he did with Andrew Luck. So he's an interesting player that you'll want to own, I think.
In one of my bigger leagues, I picked up Ebron in a fairly high round, like 7 or 8 or something. Or probably not that high. It's probably like a little later than that. but I was like, okay, Luck played super well with him. Hopefully, everyone's saying he's going to be a big bust. And I'm like, okay. But then when Luck was gone, I was like, dang it. There goes my tight end. But then I kind of looked a little more into the preseason games. Mm-hmm. He's catching touchdowns in the preseason games.
Yeah, I think they'll both be decent this year. Marlon Mack,
Yeah, he takes a big hit, but
here's the thing. Marlon Mack is good when the Colts are winning. I don't think they're going to be winning this game.
Yeah.
If you look at him, he has his best games. He has the ones where he explodes when they were going against the Raiders last year or some of the other really bad teams. So I don't think this is a good week for him.
I think that the biggest, like, probably the person that benefits the most from Luck retiring is Nyheim Hines. Because he's going to come in and he's going to catch...
script proof.
Yeah. Well, Marlon Mack isn't a very good receiving back, but Hines is. He's kind of that hybrid of a ground. He's elusive.
Bold prediction: Colts are going to be playing from behind a lot this season.
Not that bold. That is just a fact.
I mean, so Nyheim Hines is actually worth a look in deeper leagues, especially. Mm-hmm. I think he could have a pretty good season. Bengals Seahawks. Oh, I think Andy Dalton torches the Seahawks, and the Bengals win 49-7.
Bold.
Seahawks are winning this one.
Yeah, Seahawks. So, those who know me, I'm a Bengals fan, which is sad.
Sorry.
But, I mean, the Bengals, they're... I'm not going to say they're good, but they're not bad. They're not bad. I'm
not going to say they're good.
When it comes to fantasy, they have some good players.
They do. I like Joe Mixon this year.
Yeah, Joe Mixon.
I liked him more before their new offensive lineman tore his ACL. But he's still worth... If you have him, you're playing him this week.
Yes,
you're playing
but him tamper your expectations. Mm-hmm. Seahawks just signed Jadeveon Clowney, which is a big move for the Seahawks. That actually boosts the Seahawks a lot for playoff contention.
Now, Bengals... I'm not starting Andy Dalton ever in my life.
Yeah, don't start
Dalton. AJ Green is injured. Boyd
is a good play.
Boyd is, especially PPR-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Giovanni Bernard. I am a big Joe Mixon fan, if people don't know that. I don't like the Bengals, but I love Joe Mixon. In fact, 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago we made that trade? Or three? I traded Le'Veon Bell for Joe Mixon, and then the next year, it was in a keeper league. Le'Veon Bell had the holdout. So it turned out to be a good trade, but I've been a big fan of him. But Giovanni Bernard, I think he's going to take a lot more work than people expect. Not necessarily on the ground, but receiving, especially in this game, because they're going to be playing from behind from the very start.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a point when the Bengals are, you know, in control of the game. So I think Giovanni Bernard is going to be more of a asset, not really in fantasy, but in real life. So that's going to kind of dampen some of the upside that Joe Mixon has, especially in these harder matchups.
Yeah,
but you're still starting him. I'm starting him in a couple leagues.
Seahawks.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson. Okay. The Bengals, if you can get a team with decent offensive players that are playing the Bengals, you are set for a fantasy jackpot. The Bengals have a historically bad defense last year, and it's still very, very bad this year.
You're starting Russell Wilson. Yeah, you're starting Lockett. Lockett is going to have a huge game. Yes. He's the start of the week for me.
DK Metcalf? Is he still injured?
He's in.
He's in.
He's going to play. I'm not starting him this week.
No.
But it's someone...
Watch him.
I am making a prediction that he is going to be on every waiver wire show this coming Monday or Tuesday.
Probably.
And it's going to be a bit of an overreaction because the Bengals are so bad. That's going to be a lot of it. But he's definitely one to watch. See, because from what we know, he's really big, but he can't move sideways. It's going to be interesting to see if, you know, he's worked on that, improved. He's definitely, if he can carve out the wide receiver 2 role on a team that's good, he's going to be worth a lot. But I don't usually like rookie wide receivers, but he's one who you should be watching. Who else? Will Disley? Are you excited about him?
Who? no tight ends should probably be started from this game.
Oh, well, Eifert. Is he back?
Kind of.
But is he ever back?
Yeah, even if he is. Actually, I'm not even sure if he is. He's not a play.
You're not going to be playing him. Seahawks, Rashad Penny and Chris Carson. Chris Carson, I love this year. I think you should start him. Rashad Penny... This is a week just like Howard and Miles Sanders. I think you can get away with starting both.
I wouldn't start both, but...
I mean, you're not going to, but you could.
Yeah, you could. Rashad Penny, he is a player that could get garbage time points.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest, the Seahawks are probably going to get up at halftime, and they're just going to pound the ball. And they're not going to want to pound the ball with Chris Carson the whole game. They're going to use Penny, and if they get in a red zone situation, Penny's probably going to... Try to punch
him. He has something to prove after last year. You know, a bust or whatever.
Yeah.
So moving on, who are you taking for that?
Seahawks.
That hurts you to say, but...
Not that bad.
Being shocked and taking it. Lions versus Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is a fun game.
I am, for those of you who don't know, I like the Cardinals. They're one of the teams I'm a fan of. I like the Packers and Cardinals. I'm not starting Kyler Murray this week, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean,
This is a hard debut.
I would start him.
You would?
Lions have a bad defense. Now, they do have Darius Slay. They have a couple of decent safeties, but, like, they're not scary.
It depends on who's on the waivers or who you can pick up. So yeah. Jameis Winston, he isn't owned in a lot of leagues. I would start him over.
Murray has a safe floor, though.
He does with the rushing.
And but he has good wide receivers to throw to.
He does. I like Christian Kirk.
Fire up Christian Kirk. Fire up Fitzgerald and PPR, yeah. Maybe. Don't expect much because he'll probably be against Slay.
Andy Isabella. He's one that people loved in preseason. Yep. Don't fire him up. He's probably not going to do anything. Watch him.
Keep an eye on these rookies.
You don't want to be starting rookie wide receivers in their first games.
Running back, David Johnson.
You have to start him if you have him.
Yeah. Starting against the Lions.
The garbage time dump-offs are going to be huge this season.
I don't like David Johnson for this season very much, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why. He is a very good running back on a very bad team.
Yeah.
And those in the past have not worked out.
Well, here's a lot of people have. Okay, if you remember last year, bad situation of a bad team already with a new coach and a new quarterback. And we saw what happened. Then this year, it's a bad team with a new coach and a new quarterback. Yet everyone is, you know, ignoring
there's just so few players that can, like, pull it. Like, Barkley did it last year, though. Let's be honest. Barkley surprised everyone with that Giants offense and just totally destroyed
We knew
them.
He'd be good. We didn't know he'd be quite that good.
Right.
So you're firing up David Johnson if you have him. Lions on the other side. I love every Lions wide receiver. They're going to be so good this week against the Cardinals.
Kenny Galladay.
Marvin Jones.
Marvin Jones.
Junior. not senior. Let me...
Lions, Kerryon Johnson. He's going to probably be decent. Cardinals?
The Cardinals are down to backups at corner on the outside. So I think both Galladay and Marvin Jones are going to be good.
Yeah.
Patrick Peterson is suspended. Robert Alford broke his leg. The receivers are going against Tremaine Brock and Christopher Jones.
Scary.
Jones was an undrafted free agent in 2018, who failed to make the Lions roster and played zero snaps in the NFL. This is Brock's third team in 3 years. Fire up your Lions wide receivers. I would fire up Matthew Stafford, wouldn't you?
Maybe, yeah. If you have him.
I mean, if you've got a bad...
If you got a better quarterback, obviously fire him up. Better situation. I don't know. I'm taking Kerryon?
Johnson?
Fire him up. You got to fire
him.
Yeah,
you got it.
I'm taking Cardinals this game.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think the Lions are just not good.
I want to take the Cardinals, but another part of me says, with that defense and the unproven offense, I got to go Lions. So I'm taking Lions.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Split again. Now, Giants versus Cowboys. Giants are going to have... I can't even say it. It's a joke, but they're going to be bad.
Yeah.
All right.
They're bad. No, no wide receivers.
Sterling Shepard in PPR, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
If he doesn't break his fingers again.
Golden Tate, when he comes back, could be decent. Eli Manning kind of just crushes that team in terms of fantasy.
Cowboys, I like Dak this week.
Obviously start Barkley. Evan Ingram is a good play.
Ingram, he's going to be a target machine. I like most Cowboys players. Michael Gallup, he's one. He went pretty late in most drafts. I tried to get him in most of mine. But he could have a very good week this week against the Giants secondary.
Yeah.
Giants, I don't love Barkley this season. Obviously, you know, he's a great running back. He's going to have a good year. But I see this situation a little like the Cardinals last year for David Johnson. The team has, I think, hit a point where they're so bad that it's going to be hard for him to, you know, find running room.
Right.
If the team isn't on the field, if they're not in the red zone, how is he going to get touchdowns?
Right.
So obviously, he's going to have a good year. I wouldn't have taken him first overall. I went McCaffrey overall first.
Same.
So, Cowboys are winning that, in my opinion.
Yeah, I have to go with Cowboys this game.
49ers, Buccaneers, the game we all want to watch.
There's a couple of painful games this week. 49ers,
Jimmy
Buccaneers.
G is back.
Jimmy G's back.
Best-looking quarterback in the league.
Potential already comeback of the year candidate.
Do you like Tevin Coleman? I do.
Yeah, I'm the problem with Coleman is that Matt backfield, Breida. Matt Breida. I don't know. I think Tevin Coleman. I don't know. He's just kind of a hard pick.
He's a hard pick. I liked him. I drafted him in a lot of leagues. I would wait to see how the backfield is used before I start him. He's one where you just have to wait.
Fire up Kittle.
Yeah, obviously. Pettis.
Pettis, maybe.
Maybe. Chris, no.
Buccaneers.
Goodwin. Marquise Goodwin. Yeah. Maybe. No.
He's all right. Buccaneers, good offense.
Buccaneers.
Jameis Winston.
I'm firing up Jameis Winston. I picked him up in a couple leagues, and I am firing up with full confidence. This is the year he's good. We've been saying it for a while, but this is the year he's good.
He was great with FSU.
Before, yeah. He has talent. He's never had a decent coach, but he does have Mike Evans still, and he has the quarterback whisperer in Bruce Arians. He's known for reviving quarterbacks' careers, so I think he could do it. I think this is the year Jameis becomes a good quarterback.
Yeah, fire Chris Godwin, Mike Evans.
Chris Godwin, I'm excited
about O.J. Howard.
O.J. Howard?
I don't like him this week. If you have him, you got to fire him up, but I don't like him this week. I don't know. I don't know why. I just don't like him.
Are you firing up Matt Gay, the kicker for the Buccaneers? I know I am.
He's probably going to be great.
So, the Buccaneers, this is a bold prediction, but they're making the playoffs this year. I think they make the playoffs this year.
I don't think it's this year. They don't have a running back. They don't.
Okay, what do you think about the running back situation in Tampa Bay? Do you think it's Ronald Jones? Do you think it's Peyton Barber? Who's worth owning? Any?
Neither. See, Ronald Jones is the younger of the two, but not by much, honestly. Peyton Barber is just, he's just got it locked up, but he's not good. But I guess Ronald Jones is just worse.
Peyton Barber, we have seen him with the volume. He's, you know, gets a lot of rush attempts, and he's not very good. Ronald Jones, I think he could be good. There is another man who you really want to watch, Dare Agunbowale. Not really sure how to pronounce the last name, but he's the third back listed on that depth chart, but he is definitely someone to watch because Bruce Arians always has a good running back. He always has a good running back. And if it's not Peyton Barber, and if Rojo doesn't do the job, he's next in line. So it's definitely a player to watch. Put him on your watch list. For sure. I like Rojo this season a lot more than last year, at least. But I don't have much confidence in him.
Can't have much confidence.
Who are you taking this game?
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers.
I'm going Buccaneers, too. I think this is the start of their playoff season.
Steelers-Patriots. Big game. Probably the best game.
Wait, is Antonio Brown going against his former team?
Can't play.
I know, but that's...
It's going to be
We're expecting
odd.
That. Patriots, Steelers, Juju. I don't like Juju this week. Yes, I have Stephon
Gilmore is quite the... Quite
the Patriots are the king of shutting down one aspect of a team's offense. They shut someone down. I think it's Juju this week. You have to start him if you own him. Just temper your expectations.
James Conner. Connor's going to be a maniac.
Patriots defense always starts off bad. So that's another thing
keep
to consider.
Keep an eye on Benny Snell throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
Great running back who can play very well behind James Conner. Came out of Kentucky, had a very good season. Kentucky finally did good in the football aspect.
He's definitely one to watch.
Yeah, watch him.
Jalen Samuels is there in the second spot, but if someone goes down, he could be worth a roster.
Patriots
so just keep an eye
players.
On him. Are you firing up Big Ben?
No.
No? Vance McDonald?
If I have him, I gotta fire him up. Yeah. But if I don't have to, I won't.
Patriots players? Josh Gordon?
Josh Gordon, maybe. He plays well when he plays.
It's so hard owning him.
It's hard owning Patriots wide receivers.
You have to start Edelman.
Gotta start Edelman.
Are you starting Sony Michel?
If I have him and I'm playing him in like an RB2 or RB3 flex situation, mm-hmm. I'll start him. But other than that, James White really dampens his play. Yeah. I am starting James White though, PPR.
Mm-hmm.
Because last season, if you had him in PPR, odds are you made it playoffs.
Yeah, there were a lot of weeks where I looked at the lineup and said, oh, they're starting James White, I'm going to win. And then James White puts up 20 points.
Yeah, and like, it was literally, he would get like no yards on his receptions, but just have 20 of them. And it's like, wait, what am I supposed to do about that?
So, Patriots, Tom Brady, you feel comfortable starting him?
I never
like Brady in fantasy.
Yeah, really. Brady's not a very good fantasy quarterback, but if I got to start him, I'll start him. Steelers don't have a great secondary. Not bad, not great.
I'm not excited about him this week.
No.
So who are you taking in this one? I'm taking Steelers.
I gotta go with Steelers. Patriots start off bad. I think it's gonna be an overtime thriller, though.
I think this is gonna be one of the things where we go, ah, this is finally the year. The Patriots, they're... Brady's past his prime. He's too old.
Right.
Then Antonio Brown gets on the field and they win the Super Bowl. Texans, Saints?
That's gonna be a good game.
That's a good game.
Texans, they lost Clowney, though. They lost Miller.
It's gonna be high scoring.
Yeah, but Texans offense, fire up Hopkins. He's gonna have. He is, in my opinion,
best wide receiver.
Second best wide receiver in the league. Julio Jones is still a little bit better, in my opinion. But DeAndre Hopkins is, in my opinion, best fantasy wide receiver.
Oh yeah.
PPR. Deshaun Watson has to target him every play. Deshaun Watson doesn't necessarily have a Calvin Ridley like Matty Ice does. He has Will Fuller, who can last for a couple games and inevitably will tear his
Here's
ACL.
One interesting thing. So behind Hopkins are Kiki Kuti, whatever it is, Kuti, and Will Fuller.
Right.
Both of which will get injured.
Yeah, they're just injured.
Kenny Stills. He is going to be the wide receiver two at some point this season.
He's fast.
He is worth watching. When he gets a ball, he's one of the fastest men on the field. He's worth watching because if one of those wide receivers goes down, and both of them probably will at some point, he's going to have a huge opportunity of being the wide receiver two on one of the best offenses.
Agreed.
Saints side? Wait, no, running backs.
Texans running backs. Duke Johnson.
PPR?
PPR machine, but I don't know.
Do you like Carlos Hyde?
First week I would see them play, I wouldn't start them.
Yeah.
Unless you have to start Duke Johnson. I'm not saying he's gonna do well. I just don't think he's gonna I have to see him play first.
Yeah.
He's never been the RB1 on a team, and he probably isn't even gonna be the RB1 on this Texans team.
He's gonna be the PPR guy, like he was everywhere else.
Saints.
You're starting Drew Brees firing up Michael Thomas, one of the best.
Yeah, one of the best wide receivers. Firing up Kamara, no doubt.
Latavius Murray. Yeah. That's the one I wanted to talk about. If you've been following the page, you know I am one of the few people who actually thinks Latavius Murray is going to be good this year. And I think this is a game where he could really show us that because the Texans' line has been severely weakened in the past couple of days.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit.
So Kamara is the lead back. But in his career, he has never had more than 19 rush attempts. There are going to be about 11 rush attempts left for the running back, too, which is Latavius Murray. He has been pretty productive throughout his career.
Yeah, look, I had him when he played with the Raiders, and he was my RB2 all season, and I was confident every week starting him.
He's fans. People have forgotten that he's not bad. A lot of times
he's overlooked.
He hasn't had the opportunity in a while. He's been forgotten. But I think this is a year
he had the opportunity. He did have the opportunity when Cook went down with the Vikings.
And he was good.
He was pretty good.
So I think he's going to do really well this season. I don't know if I would feel confident starting him this week. I would want to see, make sure I'm not completely wrong. But if you have him and your RB2 or flex has a really bad matchup.
Yeah.
Let's say your RB2 is Kenny and Drake. I would start Latavius Murray over Kenny and Drake this week.
Broncos, I'm taking Saints Broncos. That game.
Okay. Oh, Saints, Texans. I'm taking Saints too.
I think that the Saints are going to start off with vengeance after what happened in the playoffs last year. I genuinely think that they are a Super Bowl contender.
Well, obviously, but I think they win the Super Bowl this year maybe.
I think it's a toss-up.
The Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. That's cool. Broncos, Raiders. This is the next matchup. This is painful.
Yeah,
I don't
not
like
a,
this
not
game.
Not a very good game.
I do not like this game. Players, you're starting maybe Hunter Renfro. Is he worth a start or just
no,
a roster
no,
start?
No, not worth it. Pick him up or keep an eye on him if you have a big bench on in your league.
Yeah,
Tyrell Williams is maybe a late flyer that you could throw in there.
Josh Jacobs?
Josh Jacobs, maybe he
it's
has
not a good matchup to open up. It's not a good
Broncos
matchup.
Have a good defense. Don't start anyone on the Broncos either. Cortland Sutton, someone to keep an eye on later in the season.
I wouldn't really be starting anyone in this game except Josh Jacobs. I wouldn't start anyone, really.
Yeah,
I want to see the teams first, especially with the Raiders. They just lost Brown. They're a mess. Yeah. And the Broncos, Joe Flacco, it's gross. Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman, what do you think about them?
It's kind of a crazy backfield.
You don't know which one's going to do it.
Right. I honestly
the Raiders,
don't know.
That's a good matchup. You got to start one of them. Yeah.
I think Philip Lindsay's still the RB1, but I think, I don't know.
Royce Freeman, I think he's going to be used more than he was last year.
Yeah.
Or I hope so, at least. Yeah. They spent that third-round pick on him and then didn't use him.
Right.
So I think he's going to be used a lot more. I think Philip Lindsay, if you have him, you can start him this week against the Raiders. Same with Royce Freeman. I don't want to start Royce Freeman this week, but he's one that I would consider starting if it's in a deeper league. So that's that game. It's a gross game.
All right.
So that is the end. Wait, who do we have taking that?
I guess.
Broncos?
Broncos, yeah.
I guess so.
Joe Flacco. Okay. Now to the next part. That's all the games of the week.
We did all the games.
Yeah. Buy low and sell high players.
Buy low and sell high. Buy low, Antonio Brown.
Also sell high, Antonio Brown at this point with the Patriots.
A lot of different outcomes that could happen.
Yeah. If you get a crazy offer that you wouldn't necessarily accept before, when you first drafted him, you probably picked him with a first-round pick or maybe an early second round. Like, if someone sends you, a trade that was for a decent RB2 and a decent wide receiver 1, a low-end wide receiver 1, take that. Because Brown isn't going to be amazing for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Patriots don't have great fantasy wide receivers.
Besides Edelman, but that's just because PPR.
Right.
He's not going to be hyper-targeted.
But you can
also
buy him low, because he will still be –
he'll still be good, but he's not going to be as great. So he's a buy low and sell high.
Buy low, in my opinion, Tyler Boyd, if you can get him. PPR machine. He's gonna be the main receiver on the Bengals team.
David Montgomery.
Yeah.
So if you were a fan of David Montgomery, but you didn't feel comfortable taking him in the third or fourth round, which is crazy high, now is your chance to get him. His stock is lower than it was at any point in the offseason now. A lot of people are worried about how that team is gonna be run. I think he's still going to be a good fantasy running back this year, and this is your chance to get him low.
I would sell high on Duke Johnson. I think that PPR, he is a good asset on your team, but if you can get players for him, especially if you have someone else that's recently gotten a good situation, like Devin Singletary, I think that they're both going to have good seasons, but I don't think they're going to have great seasons. I would sell, if you can get a deal for him, sell him high.
I am buying low on Marcus Mariota. No, I'm not. I don't want him anywhere. Yeah. Okay, so that's really... It's hard to do this because it's the first week. Right. We haven't seen anything. So that's pretty much the end of that segment, I think, for this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where are we next? Buy low, sell. Start. We can't worry about players yet.
Yeah.
A rookie watch. Watch Miles Sanders. Watch Hunter Renfrow. Watch Josh Jacobs. We watched David Montgomery, and it was gross. Watch Devin Singletary. Just watch all the rookies. Just make sure you're aware of what they're doing and how they're
being
used.
See how they fit in with their team. You have to acknowledge, you have to, be up to date. If you're a fantasy owner, you need to know where your rookie's placing that offense. Like last season, if you went into the season and you're like, Ronald Jones is the set running back one for the Buccaneers, you are screwed by week 3.
Yeah.
Or
by the end of week 1.
You're screwed. But if you're an owner of Alvin Kamara, you're I really hope that he can pick it up, and you have him by the end of that season, odds are you won the playoffs.
You won the playoffs. If you had Alvin Kamara, you drafted him, I think his ADP was the 13th round.
Yeah, James Conner last
James
season.
James Conner, he was going so late. Another rookie to keep your eyes on, Kyler Murray.
Yeah,
that is a very interesting team to watch this whole year. It's going to be interesting to see how it works. That's Justice Hill in that matchup against the Dolphins. See if he's used much. Alexander Madison. Just keep an eye on all the rookies pretty much at this point in the season. And now we're going to debate, right?
Yeah.
I think Mitch Trubisky will have a better career than Patrick Mahomes.
All right, end of the show. I'm just kidding.
Thank you for listening to the first ever podcast thing of this. I hope you enjoyed it. There are going to be timestamps in the description in case you want to. Well, if you've made it this far, it's too late. So thanks for listening. Do you want to do starts of the week or just players we love this week? Yeah, I love the Lions wide receivers. I hate the Bengals this week. That's end of the show.
All right. Thank you guys.